Hey, Fifth Line, this is Greg Murray, the voice of the Columbus Blue Jackets, and you're listening to the Artillery Podcast, the number one Blue Jackets podcast in the world, or so they say. Here are your hosts.
Who wrote this, by the way?
What's up, little boomers?
Hi.
Welcome in to the podcast episode 279.
Go Reds.
Yeah, go Reds.
Go Reds?
Yeah. Hey, free Coney Day at Skyline.
Oh, is it actually?
Don't make that sound. You can't cheer for the Reds and not...
You don't like Skyline?
I don't.
Are you fucking shitting me?
It's not good.
It's so good.
No, it's not.
You're dumb.
It's the only time it's ever been
good. Go get you a Cholito and... It'll change your mind.
Not even a Toledo. Give me a Coney with their chili and their cheese.
But that's what I'm saying is he's had that very clearly.
It's not good.
It's so good.
The only time it's good is when it's with the nachos at the games.
No.
I mean, the Jackets.
That's not the only time it's good.
They have like, the Jacket Skyline is pretty solid because they give you like, you can get the whole nachos and probably one of the best deals in the arena because you get a shit ton of food.
It's the second best deal behind the foot long Coney.
The foot long Coney, yes, that too. And also the Bahama Mamas. I mean,
I'm not a big fan of brats.
Okay, well.
Too late brats.
Yeah, you would.
That's wild.
Like Schmitz. I am German.
That's wild.
I'm so my.
It's German.
It's wild. I hate that.
Clownspina.
That might be the only thing I hate about you right now.
That I'm German?
No, that you don't like Skyline.
I don't like it. It's sweet.
It's so good.
Their chili's incredible.
It's so good.
Sweet? It's not like, so like for me, like I don't like the chili that has all the beans and shit in it. Like
I like that chili.
I mean, it depends on what, that's, you know, how it's made. But
that's chili. Ugh,
the Skyline chili. Come on.
You ever had white chicken chili?
Yes. Delicious.
That's so good. Oh, yeah, and you're going to... I cannot put Skyline in the same boat as...
It's like a different style. Like, it's literally
chili.
A different style of chili.
Yeah, it's not chili. It's hot dog sauce.
No, it's...
That could be debatable.
It's hot dog sauce.
You can't be a Reds fan and not like it.
Yes, I can. Debatable. Watch me.
No, you can't.
Doing it right now.
No, you can't.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, yeah. So we're doing a podcast, episode 279. I'm Jordan. We got Warren here.
Hey, I'm Warren.
And producer Braden, Kyle is not here.
Kyle's a little gone boy. Love you so much.
I miss him.
He heard Braden was on the podcast, and he just said, no,
I haven't been back in a few weeks. And one time I say I'm coming back, Kyle's like, something came up. I can't come.
Yeah, he was all good like during the morning, and then Braden was like, I can do it. And he's like, I can't.
I can't anymore. I don't want to see him.
You haven't even got the wedding invite yet, too. We should call him out right now.
I'm going to text him in the group chat.
Yeah.
Send him a picture of yours. And
mine came like a week and a half ago.
Wow.
The group chat vibe has changed ever since Danny got put in. That's all I'm saying.
Is that what happened?
Just kidding. I love Danny and Kyle.
We got some internal artillery drama.
I miss them so much.
No, I'm just
kidding. Could be like Barstool. They have an internal drama every other day.
It's for the brand, you know? Gets the views, gets the clicks. Yeah. Gets the
I'm going to make a YouTube video calling out Kyle.
Hey. I got some sad news to report.
Aww.
This is my last ever podcast. I'm just kidding.
But yeah.
You said sad news.
Yeah, where's the applause?
I can't find you. Switched the buttons.
There it is. Just kidding. Not my last ever episode. Sorry for those of you that do wish it was. But some sad news nonetheless. You know, I know we had a lot of high hopes, especially how the season's going. You know, we obviously thought that we would probably make the playoffs this whole entire year. Mm-hmm. Jackets, they've officially been eliminated from the playoffs.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job, producer.
Thank you.
Officially been eliminated. That tweet made its rounds, and I think everybody was like, well, no shit. Yeah. Of course.
What?
Of course.
Honestly can't believe we were still in it.
I didn't know. That's my first thought, too. I was like, shouldn't it have been like a couple months ago?
I feel like we definitely got eliminated weeks ago.
Yeah. Jackets officially eliminated from the Stanley Cup playoffs, which whatever. Who cares? Because this season sucks. So did last season. And we'll see what happens next season. But good Lord, who knows? All right. So I will say, we are recording on a game night.
Wow. It's not often.
There's not a lot of Wednesday games. That's what Or today's Thursday. Today is Thursday.
Do we do a prediction right now?
I think that's what we do.
Because it's 7 our time right now.
Oh, so the Jackets game is about to start. So we're going to do this whole episode. We're not going to like watch the game at all, but we're going to give our prediction. So the Jackets are in Pittsburgh tonight, playing Emil Bemström and the rest of the whole team. Predictions for this game, Warren, let's start with you.
Ironically, 5-3, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Braden?
Who's in net?
Tarasov.
It's going to be 4-1 with an Emil Bemström hat trick.
With Tarasov in net, you know damn well the game's going to be a lot closer. Elvis fucking sucks.
Okay, 4-2. Emil Bemström hat trick. Okay.
Yeah, if we have Tarasov, it's only like a 2-goal loss.
Yeah.
If we have Bob, it's like...
Bob? what year?
Jackets win 3-2, shout out Bob.
if it's Elvis, then it's going to be at least 3.
We have Bob. Good Lord. What year are you living in?
Yeah, 4-2.
Man, I'm dreaming of better times.
Bemström hat trick, Sidney Crosby goal.
I'm going to go with Tarasov in net. I think he'll keep us in the game. Because Elvis never keeps us in games because he's atrocious and we should buy him out and he should never be in Columbus ever again. I'm going to go Jackets lose 5-4. 5-4. You got Marchenko.
I don't think we score that much.
You have Marchenko on the top line now with Gaudreau. I think there could be maybe some chemistry there. That just kind of broke today in practice. He was on the top line there with those guys. I think maybe he gets a couple. But yeah, I'm going to go... What did I say? 5-4?
5-4.
5-4 loss, though. 5-4 loss, though. But I think Tarasov keeps us in the game. So these are our, as the game is currently starting, these are our predictions. So we'll see what happens. If you're listening to this tomorrow, you'll obviously know the result.
These are my predictions. I also like how Warren said 7 o'clock our time. Like, it's not in the same time zone as Pittsburgh.
Well, I'm saying, like, at the time of the pile.
Oh, okay, okay. Sorry.
Because people are going to listen to it at, like, 2 a.m.
Also, when was the last time that we won in Pittsburgh? Was it like
never? I think
it was like 2017.
Maybe, and that might be like generous. I don't know. Ugh. I feel like it may be longer than that.
Has Sidney Crosby been here since 2000? Been in Pittsburgh since 2000?
Not since two.
I think any time before Sidney got there, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I know. Yeah, I know. There's some crazy stat like we literally have not won in Pittsburgh, and maybe like. Yeah, so like 6, 5, 6, 7 years, something like that.
I think so.
So yeah, and it's also it's also a little home and home too. So they're coming Saturday.
Emil Bemström tribute video.
That was my next talking point here.
It's gonna be the longest, most glorious tribute video in history.
Shut the fuck up. So yeah, Emil Bemström back in the arena Saturday. First time back in the arena since being traded to Pittsburgh. Do we think the Blue Jackets give Emil a tribute video?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sadly, yeah.
Why?
Because he got a hat trick.
He's the best fucking Blue Jackets forward in the last 10 years.
You think they're not?
If they're giving him one.
No. If they give him one, I will lose like a little respect for the Blue Jackets.
Has he scored 6 goals yet?
No.
He scored the one, and that is it.
I was going to say, if he scored six, absolutely a tribute video.
We're not getting any type of that. Yeah, that trade is not going to benefit us at all.
Oh.
Granted, don't get me wrong, Nylander's awesome.
I was about to say.
Yeah, I like Nylander, and he's doing fantastic, but in terms of us, like, you know, getting up in our draft value, like, no, nothing's going to happen there. He's only scored the one. In his like debut with Pittsburgh, but yeah, Emil Bemström back in the arena Saturday. I don't think they give him a tribute video. I think if anything, they just put him on the screen for like 5 seconds and they just say like, "Welcome back, Emil."
He was there for like 5, 6 years though, yeah.
But he didn't do anything.
He had a sick hat trick, dude.
What are you doing with your belly button?
I'm just
getting in there and
you're really getting in there with it.
Quit looking at me.
You're the one with your shirt up and you got your belly button just like fingering it.
I'm in my own private zone over here. Leave me alone.
Well, we can still see it.
There's a reason I sit at a separate area than you guys.
Got it.
I'm in there.
I don't know. So I don't know. Your thoughts on... Did you all give your thoughts on... I don't remember.
Yeah, tribute video.
Yeah, he's going to have a video.
He's not getting a video.
He is going to have a video.
If it was like a year...
So long as...
It was just so... It's too soon. Like, he's only been gone for, like, a month and a half. So, like, I don't think that warrants...
So, they're going to do the second time we play at home?
I don't think it warrants a tribute video, and he doesn't warrant a tribute video at all.
I fully agree, but they're going to.
They're not going to.
I think he warrants one.
No. If anything, they're going to show him on the screen for, like, 5 seconds, and he'll get his little applause, and that's it. They're not going to, like, give a whole... They're not going to pause the time and put up a video for him. It's not going to happen. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
It is. Also, like... While we're recording this, we have like muted highlights of some hockey going on, and it's just so refreshing to see good hockey.
Yeah,
that's why they're called highlights, like, Warren.
Yeah, I know, but like, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's so nice to see like a team that looks good. I wish one day we'll get there, but first we have to have a tribute video for Emil Bemstrom.
Not happening.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna happen.
So also happening Saturday.
Speaking of Bob.
Well, there's Bob, yeah, on the screen right now.
No one else can see him, so shut up, Tyler. Ray Bright.
Sorry.
You used to say Tyler?
Yeah, I did.
That's I'm out. Fucked.
Wow.
I smell burnt toast.
Wow. Yeah, so speaking of Saturday versus the Penguins, Jeff Rimmer is going to be recognized before the game. Obviously, this is his final season as the play-by-play announcer.
No video tribute.
No video.
They're not even going to acknowledge
just gonna
it.
They're just going to put his highlights.
Just all of his best calls, getting every name wrong.
Yeah.
Robinson with speed.
Yeah. So I guess my question here is, should they hang a microphone in the rafters for Jeff Rimmer?
Yes.
Just
that'd
a mic.
Cool. I would love if
like
they
a
just like...
Like just a loose mic like
that's
we
it.
Use?
That's it.
Just not even like nicely done. It's just got a...
No, just tied to like a random
tied to a rafter.
Tied to a rafter. You can't even see it.
Tape.
Yeah. I think that'd be fucking great.
They should hang a mic off the rafter if they've got any sense. Because we're not going to hang any other names anytime soon. So.
Not anytime soon at all.
Hang Bemstrom. A freaking mic.
Jeez, shut up, Braden.
Oh, why?
I think, yeah, they do like a little ceremony and they just like, they just take, you know, the mic starts at ice level and they just like, they wheel it up. And it just
like a pulley system.
Yeah. And it yeah, just, yeah. Like, it just so hangs
like,
there.
They're using the mic during like the tribute and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then they like set it down and it just goes like.
I love it. I'm here for it, baby. But yeah, no, you know, Jeff Rimmer, been play-by-play with the Jackets for since I can remember. I mean, I don't think he was here the whole. Was he here the whole time?
I don't think he was.
I feel like maybe the first couple years, maybe not, but like it's been at least like 20 years.
Yeah.
So obviously, good recognition there, well deserved, and be very interested to see who steps into that role.
I think Marcus Stevenson.
You think so?
Yeah, I think you should.
Yeah, yeah. I think it should be us personally. I think we do great.
I think Jody.
You kidding me?
Nah.
You gotta be kidding me.
I got a face built for TV, dude. No,
that's
never mind.
What Jeff Rimmer
does. Pretty good.
I meant to say I got a face for radio, not TV.
Okay, well, you definitely failed on that joke.
All right, look at all the audience agreeing with you.
I kind of want old John Buttigieg.
He ain't gonna do.
It's gonna be what, Dylan.
That's such a pay cut.
Well, it could be, but
it
like.
Is.
ESPN to Bally Sports that's going bankrupt. You talking about that ain't pay cut?
He's not going to do that. Oh boy,
big Ohio guy. Like you know, he loves Columbus. Every yeah, time,
from
like
a distance.
Every time, well, no,
yeah, he doesn't want to like, fully be associated.
Does. I don't know. It's just like every time ESPN Plus does a game and he calls it, he's the one national broadcaster that actually gives Columbus like props. Like, in terms of, like, their fandom, the city. Granted, he does shit on, you know, management right now.
I think everybody is.
Well, yeah, that's an easy thing to shit on. But, yeah.
Same management that's hiring a new GM that also is responsible for hiring
Babcock.
Yeah, same.
Well, that's good.
Same management,
great
baby.
Great track record.
If anybody does get it that deserves it, I think it's Bobby Mack. But yeah. I'm curious if Bobby Mack wants to go to TV, though. Because that's a kind of a big leap, you know. Radio, you can just kind of chill, do your thing, you know, do the play-by-play there. But he did fill in for Jeff Rimmer a couple times, and he did a fantastic job.
He
so.
Did great. I just, yeah. It really is an aspect of, like, do you think that he wants to?
Yeah.
Because it's true. Like, he probably has such comfort up on the radio.
Yeah.
But I think he would be such a great addition.
I think it would, too. I think him and Jody would mesh very well. And then, like, they've already done things together, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, and Jody was in the radio booth with Bobby Mack the year that Jody came into the franchise as, like, in the media realm.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they already have the chemistry there. So, like, that could be pretty cool to see. I think if anybody's deserving of it, I think it's Bobby Mack to replace Rims this come next season. But we'll see. I don't know. I think if anything, like, Dylan Tyre goes to permanent play-by-play on radio.
I think that matters if he's, like, making sure he's ready.
Yeah.
To do that.
I think Bobby Mack can do it. If we don't get Butchie, give me Bobby.
Butchie?
So, yeah.
Bobby.
Give me Bobby.
Oh, look at Patrick Waugh.
They can't see him.
They can't see him.
Just shut up.
Can't see him. This one came out today. Kind of cool. This is from I don't know how you pronounce his last name. His first name's Nathan.
Donald?
Gravita.
I don't know. He said the Cleveland Monsters are currently first in the AHL in attendance, averaging 10,000 fans a game. For an AHL team, that's fucking wild.
That's great.
You love to see that.
Because they're the best.
I mean, they're pretty good.
They're not the best, but they're pretty good.
They're pretty good. I mean, that's more than Arizona's averaging, and they're an NHL team because they're playing
Arizona's
in college.
Arizona's arena also only seats, what, like
5,000 because they're stupid and they play in the college arena and they can't figure out how to actually build an arena and they should probably move the team.
They're going to Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah, it's
going
to be the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'll miss that.
He also went on to say that the Jackets are currently averaging 93% they're at a 93% occupancy. Wow.
Come on now.
Occupancy.
There we go. Now say the whole sentence.
Now say it again. Yep.
The Jackets are currently at a 93% occupancy rate this year for the season that they're having, which is absolutely wild. Fans are showing out. Love to see it.
Well, it's probably $5 for a glass seat ticket.
It's not.
The way we're playing.
It's not. Still a couple hundred at least.
$10.
Still a couple hundred dollars for glass seats. But yeah, no, Jack is still doing their thing. 93%. That's pretty. Love to see it. You know, fifth line coming out.
We're ready.
We're ready for a winning team. God damn it. Give it to us. Let's see what I shouldn't say that. It's Easter weekend. I'm sorry.
God bless it.
Gosh darn it.
Tomorrow's Good Friday. I can't be saying these words.
I think you have a free pass until Sunday.
I mean, what about Good Friday?
No, maybe don't do it on Good Friday.
Okay.
Do you have today's like a Thursday? Are you able to do it on Saturday?
I think Saturday's like really a gray area.
Yeah, I think
it's kind of up in the air.
I think Saturday's up in the air. Sunday for sure.
Nobody was really doing anything on
Sunday,
that Saturday.
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
That was good. Who sings that? I don't even know. I've heard of it.
Me.
Oh, you do.
Okay. Uncle Cracker.
I'm not falling for it.
Don't say that word. That's racist.
What?
Cracker.
Wow, dude. Hey, don't repeat it.
Oh, sorry.
It's fucked.
Hey, so our next captain, right? I'm pretty sure it's going to be Matthew Olivier.
And okay. He's just one of those just throwing this out of left field.
Next part of our news and notes segment. Olivier, man, I'm telling you, he's coming out, and he's had some recent, he had an interview with Dave Metzel after one of the games in the West Coast, and he spoke like a true captain, and I want y'all to hear this clip here of old Matthew Olivier.
Let's hear it.
Well, Matthew, you just sort of survived that second period. What do you guys need to adjust here in the third?
Everything. That was not it at all. That's 2 second periods in a row that, to be honest, it's embarrassing. I don't know what the hell we're doing out there as a team, everyone included, myself first, so not good enough. We got to figure out a way here to string some games and some periods.
Yeah. So I had to get Braden's attention to cut it off.
Sorry.
He's watching the TV.
Dude, stimulation.
So all I'm saying right now, so Olivier is one of the guys that is, finally vocalizing the frustration. I feel like I haven't heard that from Boone. Like Boone, I feel like just kind of does the typical media stuff. He's the captain, he's the face, and no disrespect to Boone Jenner because I love his work ethic on the ice 100%. Like the dude puts in the work ethic, and he's having a good year, like in terms of goals and assists and overall points, sure. And he's still on that top line, but I just want to hear somebody come out and actually be like fuck, man, this sucks. We're not doing what we should be doing. And I love kind of the way Olivier went about that interview. And I, you know, I'm not saying, you know, I say captain as a kind of joking term because I don't think Olivier can be a captain in terms of like, well, I don't know how I want to say it, but you know what I mean, right? Like he's just Olivier. He's a healthy scratch every now and again. Sometimes he's not on the ice, but he is a guy that comes out there. He gives out the full effort too. He, you know, he's not afraid to drop the gloves. Sometimes he'll sneak in a goal from time to time. But when it comes down to it, I guess I just want a captain that's a little more vocal. And I feel like I don't see that out of Boone. And it was refreshing to see a player like Olivier to come out and actually like vocalize the frustration, because I feel like we've been given the runaround. You know, all these players would just give the stereotypical hockey post game interviews and intermission interviews. And this is like, give me the real shit, man.
I feel like we talked about this, but I don't care about that so much. I'm more for just having that person that's a captain that's really making things done in the locker room with the front office, and that seems like Boone is doing that job. I don't care if he's like talking to the media and like ripping whenever we suck or praising when we're crushing it. I don't care about that personally. And I think we touched on that because it seems like Boone has great connections with talking to the front office. Like, what was it? Johnny Gaudreau was about to have a second child, and like they were in like Vegas or something like that. I don't remember where he was at.
Yeah, but it
was
something like that.
We need to get him out of here, like now. And like they got the earlier flight to get him out, and that was because of Boone. So it just, I see your point, but I don't think there's really a correlation in my mind between a good captain and an interview like that. Yeah. But I love that interview. I think that's great.
I like the energy, but I'm with Warren. That's not necessarily what I would want out of a captain.
That's what Foligno did all the time.
Good for Fliggy. But I'm just saying
that's greatest captain in the Blue Jackets history, and now he's...
Crazy statement, but...
is it?
Rick Nash?
Rick Nash was not the greatest captain in Blue Jackets history. Rick Nash.
I want you to choke on your tongue and stop talking for 5 minutes.
Rick Nash was the greatest player in Blue Jackets history. He was not the greatest captain.
Not for long.
I guess it depends on the measuring stick for a captain, but let me talk. It's my turn.
All right, talk.
But I'm with Warren. That's not necessarily what I want out of a captain. Captain, like realistically, at the end of the day, we don't matter to that. Like that team is playing for championships. That team is playing for each other. That team obviously is playing for the fans. But when it comes down to it, they're playing for their success on the ice. I don't necessarily care as much about them venting their frustrations to a camera and a microphone for us to hear.
But that's what I want.
But I think, I'm not saying you're wrong.
Authentic responses from players.
But I think there's a way to toe that line without doing that every interview. I think Boone is a good, consistent... I guarantee you he absolutely talks like that to the team in the locker room and practice in intermissions. Like, I don't think we necessarily need those kind of responses. Like, obviously, I don't want the patty cake, like, you know, we're really trying out there. We're almost there.
We got pucks deep.
I don't want that, but I don't necessarily need that interview every time we suck.
Sure. And again, I'm not saying that Olivier is going to be our next captain. I'm more so paralleling it to, like, I would like to see that out of our captain because, like, I understand there's a different dichotomy, like, in the locker room where it's like, you know, you're talking to your guys and, like, there's things that we don't see on camera. Sure. But, like, I feel like over the past couple of years, we just keep being fed this narrative that, like, oh, we're so close. Oh, like, this is okay. Like, we're on the verge of something, and we're not even there. We're absolutely getting destroyed night in, night out. So I like the authenticity. Wow, I'm having a hard time with words.
Authenticity. You're bad with words. I'm bad with names. Brayden's bad with drinks.
I've had a couple too many Bodies. I like the fact that, you know, Olivier came out and just was real in front of the camera. And that's kind of what I want to see, because I feel like between front office, especially coaching, and Pascal and the way he comes about these freaking press conferences, I'm just like, I'm not sold. I'm just like, I don't like what I see. And so just seeing Olivier come out there and say these things was a absolute breath of fresh air. And that's where I'm at. I'm not saying it's captain material. Maybe an A, maybe, because the dude has fight. The dude, like, he sticks up for his teammates. He's not afraid to drop the gloves. He also can score goals at times. And, you know, he's an older guy in the locker room that has some experience. So I like what I see out of that. That's all I'm saying. And I would like to see that potentially more out of a guy like a Boone Jenner in front of the camera. Give some transparency to the fans is what I'm saying. Don't feed us a bunch of crop of bullshit.
I don't think Boone's out there feeding us crack of bullshit.
Crack bullshit.
But I think it's
Boone's
clear
media
that you
trained.
I don't think he is. I think he's
anti-media, actually.
They're all media trained. They go through classes.
Well, yeah, obviously they all are. But I don't think he's someone to be like, oh, now this guy, there's nothing special about what he does. It's clear that you are a fan of someone who's going to be energetic and talkative for any situation. And I don't think that's always the captaincy. Captaincy.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a word.
Sure.
And I think are you against Boone being a captain right now?
No, not against him being a captain. I just want some more transparency between the locker room and the fans.
Yeah.
Because we've been year after year, we just keep being fed that, like, oh, we're so close. We're there. We're almost there.
We're not even close.
And, like, games that we lose 6-1, I want somebody to come out and be pissed. Even Pascal's like, oh, well, you know, they were a good team over there. No, that's not an excuse. Like, yeah. You are a National Hockey League coach. Like, I'm not saying be full-on Tortorella, but I'm saying, like, give us something here. Don't feed us this whole crop of, like, we're getting there, we're closer, we're developing. No, this is bullshit. Give me something more.
Yeah.
And that's why when Olivier did that, I was like, dude, hell yeah. I posted that to the Artillery right away. I was like, this is what I want to hear out of a player. Anyways.
Did you see there was like rumors about Tortorella wanted to be in upper management after his last
season?
Yeah,
I saw that.
And somebody shut it down.
Yarmo shut it down. Yeah, so that came out last week where I didn't actually read the article fully, but
I read the little blurb on Twitter. That was about it.
Yeah. So Tortorella, in his time here at Columbus, he wanted to transition to the front office. He wanted to be in management in some aspect, and Ojarmo Kekalainen shot it down, and that was the that's when Tortorella and Columbus parted ways.
That should have been when they fired Yarmo.
I would have loved that,
right? But a lot of people are suggesting that, you know, that Torts potentially will have like a management role in Philly, though. Like,
yeah,
they,
I did
seems
see that.
To be like. And, dude.
Next or we GM. Hire him as CBJ
is
GM
Tortorella
next year.
Next
like,
GM, baby.
Is Tortorella not like the perfect coach for Philadelphia, though?
Oh, yeah.
Like, just the way, like, their fan base is and the way he just goes
dude,
about the media.
The other shit, I've seen so many fucking people on Twitter like, oh, my God, he's verbally abusive to the players. It's fucking sports.
It's sports. Get the fuck over it.
And it's always the girls. Stop. I'm not assuming. I'm not assuming.
Don't assume.
These guys.
Don't get us
canceled. No, it's always the people
Brandon,
that have
don't
the fan,
get us canceled.
That have the fan pages that are named after the young, attractive,
of course, yeah.
NHL players.
Yeah.
And it pissed me off the other day because it was like, Torts is coaching that kid. He's not being.
Yeah. Have you not played sports ever?
No, they haven't.
Like, how many, even in high school, junior high, the amount of times
first
that my,
time I,
that
first
my
time
coaches
I heard,
yelled at
heard
me.
Heard a curse word, I can't talk.
Yeah, we all are having, is there a carbon monoxide?
There must be
like,
something
in the water.
Jesus.
The first time I heard a curse word, I was in seventh grade getting coached in a church basketball league.
Yeah. Dude, same.
It happens.
I went to a Christian school my whole life. And my baseball coach did not hold back at all.
When did you get cursed at?
Like first time by like in sports?
Just in general.
Oh, it's probably
Warren played golf. I don't know that they curse.
Oh,
golf.
They curse in golf.
Oh, they do. Yeah,
it's
that's
my mom.
Ever seen Brooks Koepka?
Yeah.
Your mom when you were four?
My mom when I was four.
Mama?
Yeah.
Mm.
What were you doing? Nah, walking around barefoot on glass?
No, that was supportive.
Oh.
I don't know when the first time I was cussed at. Wasn't really cussed at in sports and golf.
Gosh darn it.
Myself, yeah, I did.
Well, yeah, that's
all the time.
That was kind of my thoughts. Like in golf, like you're going to curse at yourself
all the time.
Negative self-talk, man. That's not good for you.
Yeah. I would just have my coach just ask me, like, what are you doing, man? Like, I would just be like one game or one, we had like a tournament out in Ironton. And,
oh, my word.
I found a big old stick. I started walking in front of everybody with it. And my coach came over and he's like, what are you doing, man? I was like, I'm like Moses. I'm leading everybody.
Where?
To the freedom land.
And
freedom
your coach, land. Your coach didn't like that.
He's like, put the stick down. I was like,
all right. Dude, I coached 11 and 12-year-olds. I don't know that I actually like verbally like cursed them, but like I made them in baseball. Like there's one kid that brought a cell phone out in the outfield during practice, and I took them all to the gymnasium, and I said, the rest of practice, we're running.
Now let me
suicides.
Go through your camera roll.
Suicide.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I said, can I see your cameras? Yeah. But, it's tough love. Who cares? It's sports. That's what you do.
I say we hire Torts back as a GM.
Yep. I would be okay with that.
I think it'd be great.
Like, I literally would be okay with that.
I am okay with that.
All right. Last thing for news and notes. No, that was the last thing.
That
for
was
news
the
and
last
notes.
Thing.
Yeah, we're moving
was
on.
Was that?
Moving on to old segment one here. Brutal. Absolute. There, you got it. You got it.
There it is.
There it is. Segment one, brutal. West Coast swing. Just absolutely terrible. I will say this. I will preface it by saying this. I didn't watch really any of the games in the West Coast.
No.
Because I was kind of like, it's 10:30, it's bedtime, and I just know that I'm gonna wake up to a score that the Jackets did not win a game. Did I watch highlights the next day? Yes.
No.
Don't know why I did that, because it was very depressing.
Probably like a 30-second video.
they're quick. But yeah, so the Jackets just absolutely struggled in the West Coast. Granted, you know, the injury bug did hit the Jackets big time this month. Not that it matters. If anything, it kind of helps us a little bit with our draft situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if, you know, we're just, at this point, the season doesn't matter. So who fucking cares?
Are we bottom three again?
We're like bottom four, I think. We're there. We're close.
Okay. I think we're third.
Yeah, we have like 58, 59 points. Like, but damn, I think it's Chicago that has like...
Chicago's bad.
Like 39 or something. I don't know. Fact check me on that, producer Braden. Fact check the old standings. But some of these West Coast...
San Jose. San Jose's got 40. Chicago's got 47. Anaheim's got 52. We got 58.
58.
Hey, so. We're cooking.
Hey, you know, we're in that lottery scenario where we could potentially, you know, if Chicago can randomly go up last year... Maybe the lottery balls will be in our favor this year. Who knows?
Yeah.
But they won't be, because we got the outdoor game, and that's all the NHL is going to give us.
I said on the last pod, we're not winning another game.
You did say that last pod.
Mm-hmm.
So by the way, your and Kyle's podcast together was amazing.
It was very fun. It was a good listen. Yeah.
And also, Kyle gave me so much like cred. Like, George's the greatest host ever. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I had to keep like muting and being like, stop it.
You know,
just kidding.
Got me in my feels. I was like, oh, I love Kyle so much.
Mm, he's a sweet boy.
But, some of these scores were brutal. 6-1 Colorado loss.
Not surprised.
4-2 Vegas loss.
Not surprised.
And 6-2 loss to Arizona.
Which is crazy, because when I went to bed, we were up in that game.
Well, it was like, what was it? Like,
what time did you go to bed?
Yeah, it was 2-0.
And I was like, when I saw that, I was like,
we were up 2-0.
I know how this ends.
Oh, yeah. No, it. I,
well, because I woke up and I was like, it was 6-2. And I was like, we couldn't have like made it competitive. Yeah. We gave up 6 unanswered.
Boys, I wasn't even in bed yet. And I didn't even have the game on. I was watching like YouTube videos, because I didn't want to watch it.
Would you?
I didn't want to watch it at all. Like, I'm a diehard Blue Jackets fan. We have a Blue Jackets podcast. We have the number one Blue Jackets.
Is that what this is?
That's what this is. We have the number one Blue Jackets fan, like, driven whatever we're doing here. And I was literally on my couch watching YouTube and getting the notifications of the game, because I didn't care. And then, like, once we were up 2-0, I was like, I'm still not turning it on. And for good reason, because we lost 6-2 to Arizona. But I would say, like, one of the positive takeaways, you know, you love to see a player making their National Hockey League debut.
Josh Doan.
What?
Josh Doan?
Oh, yeah.
Dunn's played with the Jackets for. That wasn't his debut.
No,
no, Doan.
The Coyotes. He got two goals.
Oh, I thought you said Dunn. Josh Doan.
No, Doan. No, his dad. What, did his dad play for the Coyotes too?
I think yeah. Number 19.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he did make his debut. Yeah.
That's who we're talking about, right?
Yeah. Now, I was talking about James Malatesta with the Blue Jackets, but, you know, we could do that.
And see, I didn't even know he got called up. My dad goes, who's this number? And I was like, I don't fucking know. Like, we had to look up the roster. I had no idea he was up.
Yeah, dude got called up, made his, Kyle's been very high on him.
He's been talking about him since.
A long time.
Yeah.
Made his NHL debut versus the Coyotes in Arizona. Do you think it kind of sucks, though, that he made his debut in a... like the National Hockey League, but he's playing in a college arena that seats 5,000 people. Like, all of his family comes into town. Like, it's a big deal. You're making your debut, and you literally are making your debut in a college arena that seats maybe a little less than 5,000 people.
No.
Because it's still like, debuting in the NHL.
Like, yeah, you're still making your NHL.
I think it
NHL.
Still
kind of
sucks.
That, no. I mean, you could think it sucks, but... That's all that kid's dreamed of. I guarantee you, he did not care.
The only thing that he cares, he's not caring about how many people are in the seats during that debut. He just cares about like getting on that ice and playing for the team and the logo on his chest. That's all that matters whenever he gets there. He's not going to be like, oh, I wish this place was a little bigger.
No, I mean, I understand that, but like, I feel like skating out for your first time, you want to see that big old arena seating like 18,000 to 20,000 people, two decks, like it's a big moment. And you walk and you skate out, and it's like, oh, this is small. I've skated in these, and like, you know, this is what I've skated in my whole life, and now I get called up to like the NHL, and it's like, this doesn't seem any different.
Yeah, I see your point, but I don't think so. I think even after he gets to the bench, he's not like really scoping out too much beyond what's happening on the ice.
Yeah.
So I think we'll ask him.
Yeah. We'll
talk to him.
We'll talk to him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it kind of sucks. It's like, you know, you get called up to Major League Baseball. Like, it's like, oh, the Cleveland Guardians call you up and all
the Reds.
No, we're going Guardians because I'm a Cleveland guy.
Let's go Reds.
You're outvoted 2-1.
All right, fine. We'll go Reds. All right. So the Louisville Bats call you up to Cincinnati. And all of a sudden, like, Cincinnati's stadium's under construction, so you have to continue to play in Louisville. Like, the same crowd's capacity. Like,
it's a different situation because he's not playing. Like, he didn't make his NHL debut in Cleveland.
I'm just saying, like, comparison to, like, stadium size and the actual experience and the moment, like, for that player. And you just, you get dropped into this college arena. Like,
you can look at it and it's still a college arena, but you're playing under the professional banner.
I'm just saying, like, if it was my moment, I would be a little like, this kind of sucks.
Then you're completely not getting the point of playing in the majors.
No, I get that. Like, it's the majors. I understand. Like, you're playing in the National Hockey League, but I'm just saying, like,
that is all that kid has dreamed of. I don't think he gave two fucks about playing in a college arena.
All right.
Would you rather...
Yeah.
Debut in a college arena that's filled. All 5,000 seats are filled.
Yeah.
Or debut in an NHL arena that is
only 5,000
like
seats filled.
45% full.
NHL arena. I want the whole like the whole shebang. I want the full environment of a National Hockey League arena.
That's pretty egotistical.
I don't want the makeshift locker rooms they have with like the draping and like all this bullshit. I want to be in the environment of a National Hockey League arena.
But you're saying that a 40% filled NHL arena,
I'll be fine with it. If I was playing in San Jose
packed to capacity 5,000 seat arena is gonna feel way more like that environment.
I understand the environment.
Up and seeing an entire empty upper bowl.
I get the environment, but like, I'm just saying, like, if I made my debut in Florida or like San Jose, some of these teams that are just absolute trash in attendance right now, I'm okay with it. But I'm just saying, like, I want to come out on the ice in an actual arena to be like, shit, this is awesome. I don't want to come out to an arena that I played in my entire career to get to this moment, and then it's just kind of like, oh, shit, this is really shitty.
To be fair, I don't think Malatesta has ever played there.
I'm not saying he played there. I'm saying, like, just moments. You're not seeing my point.
Because I don't get it.
Do you know what every hockey player would say if you asked him? I don't care.
Yeah.
No, they would say, yeah, we got pucks deep, and it was a good game.
We got pucks deep. It was a good game.
That's what they would say.
We're so close.
Yeah. All right, moving on from that. So, Juracek, he was called up to join the team on the West Coast swing. Never played. Again, this is a repeat pattern. Juracek was called up, never played, was sent back to the NHL. What is going on here with this old mistreatment of Juracek? This is kind of pissing me off a little bit. And if I'm Juracek at this point, I'm like, get me the hell out of this place because this is pissing me off.
I really, this is a true statement of, yeah, man, I don't get it either. I genuinely don't understand their moves that they push and make for him to be like, you need to come here now. Get out of here.
Yeah.
But you can't play.
Like, a couple months ago, he didn't play for a whole month. And it's like, if you're trying to develop this player and make him into a true NHL, like, maybe first pairing defenseman, you don't play for a whole month when you're up here. You bounce him back and forth between Cleveland. It's like you're not helping his cause in terms of developing into the player that you want him to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we just did it again for a whole week. We brought him up, didn't play him. I don't know if that's a move from Pascal. I don't know if that's JD saying don't play him. We had him here because he needed to be here because, you know, all the injuries. But regardless, like, dude, play the dude at some point. But, like, because he's done very well in Cleveland when he does get the ice time.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're sitting here and he's just like, you know, the whole West Coast swing, we bring him up and dude does not play for a whole week.
Yeah, I genuinely do not have an answer for it.
I don't think anybody does.
Like, it's just...
It's mind-boggling. Doesn't make much sense.
It's wild. I feel bad for him. I hope, like, it's hard for me to convince myself that he's not going to have, like, a bad taste in his mouth with the organization by doing this.
Yeah.
Because he's been making it known, like, I want to be in the NHL. I want to be playing there. And then they're like, all right, buddy, you looked well.
Yeah.
We're going to bounce you around and in a way that doesn't even get you ice time.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Dude.
I don't know.
It's frustrating to watch. It really is. Like, I don't get it. Between coaching, front office, or their lack thereof, because who knows how much JD is present right now. I don't know. And, yeah, it's very frustrating to look at. Don't get it, man. Like, if you're going to call him up, play him. Play him. Like, there's no... Especially with the amount of injuries we have right now, just play him. It's not going to hurt him. It's not going to hurt us. The season doesn't matter. Just put him out on the ice, god damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, it's Easter weekend. Gosh darn it.
Shoot.
God bless it.
March Madness is happening. It's underway. Ohio State, you know damn well they're going to win it. I'm just kidding. They're not even in it.
They went to the NIT and lost in the
second. Not in the tournament.
That's unfortunate. But hey, High Bank Distillery, their Grandview and Gahanna locations, you can go to both those. They have a crazy amount of TVs. Watch the games there. Also, they have happy hour from 3 to 6 p.m. Half off specialty cocktails, $2 off appetizers, even including wings, $1 off draft beers, $1 off wine by the glass. So if you're looking to watch March Madness, a little basketball, a little hoops, check out High Bank Distillery. Again, they're Grandview and Gahanna locations. Great place to watch it. They got a lot of TVs around the bar. They got TVs around every location, like no matter what table you sit at. Again, they're happy hours from 6 p.m. A lot of great deals. Highbankco.com for more details.
And if you're like thinking, you know what, I don't want to watch these games at High Bank as much as I love it and I appreciate it. I want to go to these games.
Go to them.
Well, you can go to these games and you can do that through SeatGeek.com or download the SeatGeek app. And if you use promo code CBJA, you get $20 off your first purchase of any email. Any email.
You're saying like the 14 emails that I have, I could probably use on SeatGeek and get $20 off every time?
That's right. You can go and create a new email and name it Warren is cool at hotmail.com
What about the email that I had in high school that was like Jordan 69 season 9 season 9 season 9 at Yahoo?
Bubby, if you still remember that password, you can use it and all get $20 off, and you can go to the Sweet 16, or probably more likely the Elite 8 or Final 4 at this point. Or to a Blue Jackets game.
Love it.
Going to have attendance.
But, or a concert, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Lots of concerts. Tim McGraw was just in town a couple of days ago.
And 21 Pilots just announced they're coming to Nationwide Arena on October.
I'm still calling 21 Pilots. They're going to be doing the first intermission at the Horseshoe for the outdoor game. Calling it.
I still think it's OAR.
It's not.
I think it's going to be OAR.
But either way, you can get your tickets to that at SeatGeek.com or download the SeatGeek app.
SeatGeek. J-A. C-B-J-A.
Seat your geek.
All right. Moving on. Warren, you have a game.
I do.
And I never trust your game, so go ahead and explain it, I guess.
Why not?
Because when we play CB Jeopardy, you give the most obscure answers, and we never know the questions.
Is it because you don't win and I always win?
I've won a handful of times.
You have a longer track record.
Valid.
I'm like 3-1 in my CBJ, in my CB Jeopardy
career.
Well,
I'm just saying, like, some of the questions are really obscure, but this is not CBJ Jeopardy, and I don't know what this game is, and I'm scared to find out. So, if you could please explain to our audience.
So, this is a game that I had to just kind of figure out whenever I said that I would make a game, and then I went, it's 5 o'clock, and I didn't have time to make a game. So I pulled inspiration from a kind of a game show that's on the internet called Game Changers. It's on Dropout. And
that's what it's on?
Yeah.
Okay, Dropout TV.
Formerly known as College Humor.
Oh, I thought they looked familiar.
Yeah. So the premise of it, I'm going to give you a prompt. It's going to be a phrase. It's going to be a name. It's going to be something. And you have to tell me the answer. And I'm not going to give anything else beyond the prompt, but hopefully you get it.
Okay.
And there's going to be 3 rounds, 4 prompts within each, and you have to try and figure it out. 1 guess for each of you on each prompt. And fingers crossed, you figure it out quick. You guys can figure it out.
So it's like me and Braden are kind of working together.
Not necessarily. I'm going to kick your ass. Yeah.
Okay.
You kind of feed off each other, but.
Okay. Yeah.
And then once you get it, you get it.
All right.
So.
Don't know what's happening, but I'm here for it.
We got it.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you the first one.
Okay.
Prompt is Adam Fantilli.
Do I start?
Answer whenever you want to answer.
Draft pick.
You can't say draft pick. You have to say what pick it was, if you're gonna.
3rd overall draft pick.
That's not right.
See, I'm getting stuck on the idea that the answer is gonna be the same for all of them.
Not gonna be the same answers for all of them.
Number 11.
You are correct.
Come on! Oh, come on. Fuck this
Braden.
Game.
Okay, let's go next.
A point of break.
All right. I understand the game now.
Okay, go.
Okay.
I understand the game now.
Johnny Gaudreau.
Number 13.
If it's a number thing, this is...
He had another point to Braden. That's 2 points.
All right. Well, this is easy. It's all going to be numbers.
Well, yeah, but do you remember everybody's number on the roster?
Yes.
I don't.
Okay.
He just named 2 of the most prominent jackets.
Carson Meyer.
I don't even know his number. 57? Maybe.
I'm not the host.
Nope. I can't remember his number.
Say it to Warren.
Why'd you go Carson Meyer?
Because you're like, oh, I got him in the most. But it's not easy.
Well, he's irrelevant.
Are you sticking with 57?
No. I'm not.
I wonder why.
Because it's not 57.
Well, no shit. It's not 57.
It's such a weird number.
I feel like it might be in the 20s.
No, I feel like it's got to be high because he's like a newer guy. Hold on. 7772?
You are correct.
Come on.
Give me your phone.
It's not on there.
Give me your phone.
I was trying. I had it on. I will be honest.
Give me your phone. Put your phone.
I didn't have it up right
flip
there.
Flip your phone upside down.
I did not have it up there.
Flip your phone upside
down. But when
down.
He was explaining the game.
Flip your phone upside down.
When he was explaining
don't
the
care.
Game.
You're cheating.
Flip I was your phone looking upside up down. The roster to see similarities, flip to see what it might be about.
Phone upside down.
Yeah, it's upside
from
down.
From here on out.
I'm going to get this one.
It's Easter weekend. Don't lie.
It's going to be the. I'm going to get this one.
Don't cheat.
Jesus will be sad.
Jesus is looking.
Okay.
Last one of the round.
Can I lock in an answer before you say the name?
Damon Severson.
78.
Yeah, it is correct. 78.
Clean sweep dick. By Braden.
Damn.
Clean sweep.
All right, fine. That's fine. I'll get the next one. I'll get the next round.
All right.
You know, the problem is it took me a while to figure out the game, okay? That's my problem.
Because I was when I said I was stuck on the category being the same answer for all of them, I was going to, because I was like, Fantilli's left-handed and Gaudreau's left-handed. So I was going to say left-hand, but I was like, yeah. That's not it. Do we want music for this?
Nah, we've already gone this far without
okay,
it.
Cool.
So we're good.
All right. Next one.
Next round. New
next
round.
Next round. Okay. New prompts. Nashville Predators.
Animal.
Is incorrect.
You don't get two guesses.
I thought we could just rapid fire.
No.
You know what? For the first prompt, I'll give you two guesses.
Okay.
So we'll go to Braden.
Morgan Wallen.
Not yet.
Morgan, no.
Damn it.
What division are they in?
Clock's ticking. Come on. Dead silence is not good for podcasts.
Sorry. I'm thinking yellow jerseys.
That's incorrect.
Mm.
This one's a little harder. Jordan?
Nashville Predators. I'm going to go with Tim McGraw.
Nope.
Because that's their goal song. I like it. I love it. I want some more.
I'm going to have like all the artists. That's way
that'd
too
be,
hard.
That'd be so difficult.
So cruel.
I'm just saying. That was my first thought.
Nashville Predators. Not yellow jerseys, not Tim McGraw, not... What was your first... What was the first thing? Animal?
Telling you.
Animal?
Yeah, it's Animal.
Not yellow jerseys, not Animal, not Tim McGraw, surprisingly. I thought that was a lock.
I thought it was,
he
too.
He said it, and I was like, damn, he got it.
I thought so, too. He was just at Nationwide, like, 2 nights ago.
Arenas named after banks? I don't know. That's a category. What's their bank? I don't know. Keystone Arena?
So close.
Really?
No. Really?
Really?
No, that is incorrect, though.
But I'm close?
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll go next prompt. No points on that one. Next prompt, Detroit Red Wings.
Oh, Little Caesars Arena. Come on!
Oh, we're going arena names.
Great job.
Come on. What was the Predators' name?
Bridgestone.
Bridgestone.
Fuck.
Damn.
Let's see here. Pittsburgh Penguins.
PPG pants.
You got it.
I was going to say, I didn't know that one off the top of my head.
Come on. PPG pants.
Jordan's on the board, baby.
I'm on the finally.
Next one. Anaheim Ducks.
Oh, shit.
Shit. I can't remember.
I don't even have a guess.
Honda Center.
Great job.
Come on.
Let's go.
Way off, Jordan.
Go.
God, I saw it in my head. It clicked.
That's awesome. I had no clue.
It clicked. Come on.
Last one in the round.
This is the last one in the round?
Mm-hmm. It's 5-2.
Wait, this is the last round or last question?
This is the last one in the round.
Oh, there's
one more round after this.
Okay, so this is the fifth question in this round?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
No, this is the fourth question.
You went Nashville,
mm-hmm.
Little Caesars,
mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm.
Anaheim.
Oh, I did. Okay.
We can do one more.
Let's do one more. I just want to make sure.
Let's let's do a 4-5-6.
So what is it? Is it 5-3?
5-2.
5-2 right now.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, next one. Philadelphia Flyers.
Oh.
This one is it Amway?
No.
No?
No.
crazy.
See, I just don't know arena names. That's the problem. The only reason I know.
Hold on 1 second. I got
you. Don't Billy. Get another guess though. If I get it wrong, you can have another guess.
It's
But if you know it, you can you tell me the answer?
No.
No.
Fuck. It's
Philadelphia Flyers.
Mm-hmm.
I have no clue. Can I phone a friend?
No.
Boone, what do you think? He's not helping.
Damn, I'm blanking.
Amtrak Center?
Still no.
I just thought maybe.
what is Philadelphia?
And then if you get this wrong, I get another guess.
That's fair.
You'll know whenever I say it.
Oh, I know I will. I can see it in my head. Shit. Philadelphia. What's their arena name? They are the, because, I mean, Boston, or,
It's got, there hasn't been a bank name yet. It's got to be a bank.
No. Stop. Get off the computer.
I'm not on the computer. Just because I get a brain fart, brain blast.
I'm going to come over there and look.
Okay.
Philadelphia is the, they are the, I don't know. I have nothing.
It's not Heartland Bank, is it?
Don't give me that shit. You're Googling stuff.
I'm not Googling stuff. No, it's gotta be a bank. That's just all I'm thinking of.
Key Bank?
Nope.
All right.
Is it a bank?
No. Well, yes.
Yeah. It is a bank?
It is.
Oh, it's not Huntington.
We need something though.
It's not Huntington. Chase Bank is already an MLB stadium. What are other big banks?
It's not Fifth Third. That's all.
Fifth Third's already an arena somewhere, and I think in another sport.
It's all Ohio shit.
Wells Fargo?
Yeah, it's the Wells Fargo.
You're correct.
It's the Wells Fargo Center.
I knew it had to be a bank.
It's the Wells Fargo Center. Yeah, I knew that.
All right, this is the last round, and we're going to go one by one. It's going to be one person gets to guess each prompt. Boone, you heard my face.
What is it now, 6-2?
It is 6-2.
By the way, not Boone Jenner. Boone, yeah.
No, Boone Jenner's been sitting here silently the whole time.
I love it. He's in my face.
Boone, my dog, not Boone Jenner.
So we're going to start with Jordan.
Okay.
So, Braden, you do not answer, and if he's wrong, he's wrong. Doesn't go to you.
I don't even get
steal. Can we double the points?
No, that's fucked.
No.
Come on. Yeah. It's the last round.
There's multiple in this.
Okay.
So you each get 4. So
okay. Oh, we each get 4.
Yeah. It shouldn't take too long. So, Jordan, I'm going to go ahead and start with you.
All right.
Oh. FarmersOnly.com.
I'm confused by the whole thing.
I didn't know there's going to be a guitar, so.
Cow sounds.
Cows?
You're correct.
Oh, come on.
Great job.
What the fuck is this? What
I didn't know that one was going to give it away immediately. All right. What the fuck? That's a point.
What is this?
6-3. Now it's your turn, Braden. You ready?
Yeah.
Once it plays.
This is great content.
Dude, I honestly think this is the funniest
this
shit ever.
Is great content.
We could trim it up. I hate ads.
We'll fix it in post.
We're not going to.
Whoa. Was it the first sound or the second sound?
It's the same sound.
It's the same animal making same that thing. Sound.
Yep.
Cow sounds. Sick. A wren?
It's a tufted titmouse.
I hate you. This is not going to be it. Warren, this isn't funny. This isn't funny.
God, you suck at this, Braden.
This
jeez,
isn't funny.
You're terrible at this, dude.
I'll just tell you, it's 6-3.
This 6-3. Funny.
You fucking suck at this game, Braden.
This isn't funny.
All right, Jordan.
I'm ready.
Your next round. Your next prompt.
I'm gonna kick.
Come on.
He gets like a fucking horse.
Pressing it. Oh, this is so maddening.
Is it the ads?
Do you want to use my phone?
The ads?
No, it's just not playing.
What are you using?
Google.
Go to YouTube or something.
It's your Wi-Fi.
No, my Wi-Fi is perfectly fine.
It's like it's rotating.
Oh man, this is not great for the podcast.
Dude, I don't care. This is funny.
Just do it on the mic by yourself.
All right, yeah, I'll do it by myself.
No, just do it on YouTube.
I can't pull. It won't make the sound. It won't.
Wait, right, just use. What are you here? Just rocking. What phone do you have? An Android.
What are you talking about?
You have like an Android, like, or you have an iPhone 5?
It's an iPhone from 2020.
2020? All right, well, a little old.
All right, Jordan.
All right, I'm ready.
Are you serious?
A horse.
That's right.
Come on, let's go.
6-4.
Dude. Braden, I'm closing in, baby.
Braden.
I'm closing in, Braden. You ain't got shit on me.
Yeah, it's because Warren's not doing an original bit.
This is so frustrating.
Dude, you're telling me.
I am telling you. You don't understand how hard this is. Had everything ready to go.
You have gotten cow and horse, and mine was a tufted titmouse.
I would have known that.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't get it.
I have like 6 of those on my balcony right now.
No, you don't. You have nothing in your balcony.
You've never seen my balcony.
All right. Braden, you ready for yours?
Just dragged his nuts across all
every
your couch
cushions. Every single thing is like a ad. All right, you ready?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Rewind it. It's like a tiger.
It's a Komodo dragon.
Oh, come on. I knew that.
He knew that.
I'm going to punch you.
It was definitely a Komodo dragon.
He is handing you this game on a silver platter.
It was a Komodo dragon.
I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, it makes sense because, I mean, you Googled the first couple, so.
Calm down.
All right, we'll go ahead and see if this works now. Jordan, I'm going to give you yours.
Yeah.
Your next one.
Yeah.
Calm down.
A doggy.
You know what? I'll give it to you.
A dog.
It's a dog.
It's a dog. Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Come on. Let's go.
Fantastic. That's great work.
What's the score now?
Calm down.
It is 6-5.
Come on. I'm
down by one.
Making a comeback. I'm making a comeback, baby. Let's go.
Calm down.
Just all right. Making a comeback.
Braden?
A field mouse.
Sounds like a velociraptor.
It's just a rat.
Oh, my.
Yeah, you were close. You were pretty close, but you still suck at this game.
It's 5-6.
I kicked your ass in everything hockey related.
You pretty suck. You suck at this game. Let's be real. Yeah.
A little bit.
If I would have said rat, he would have said mouse.
No. Maybe. Then that was a field mouse. I heard that. I knew exactly what that was.
You knew it was a rat instead of a field mouse?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, next one, Jordan. This is the last prompt for you. It's 5-6.
Okay. Little bear.
Don't even find a fucking loophole. Don't even think about it.
Oh, wait. Play it again.
No. He already guessed.
No.
He did ask.
Play it again. Tiger?
It's a tiger.
Oh, come on. Let's go. Come on. I am so good at this.
Oh, my God.
All right.
That's great, John.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Don't baby him.
You're tied up.
You're coddling him.
We're tied.
Braden?
Yeah.
This is your last prompt.
I hate you.
Are you ready?
No.
Here we go.
He'll probably get it.
Fuck. Ooh. A woodpecker?
Oh, it's an anteater.
Oh.
Who not? They don't even make sounds.
No, they do. They make that sound.
I want you to know that he coddled you into a tie.
No, we're tied. All right, what's the tiebreaker?
He coddled you into a tie.
No, he didn't. I won fair and square.
You didn't win. It's 6-6.
Well, yeah, it's six. Yeah, we're tied. We're.
It's not a win.
It's not a win yet.
All right, so the tiebreaker is whoever I think is the funniest answer.
Oh, God.
And it's got to be quick.
Okay.
Okay.
But also, like, give it at your own pace. Like, you don't have to, like, rush. It's not whoever says it first.
Okay.
I like my coffee like I like my Blue Jackets.
Hmm. I like my coffee like I like my Blue Jackets.
What's your kind of humor?
You have to. Yeah, you can't ask that. You have to know them. I like my coffee like I like my Blue Jackets. Damn, this is a good one. There's so many possibilities here. let's go with
I like my coffee like I like my Blue Jackets.
I know radio silence is not good for podcasting.
We have to edit this.
Worst thing ever, but people are still going to show up for it.
They're here for it.
Like my coffee, like I like my Blue Jackets.
Editing this will do so much good.
Yeah.
I like my
worst thing in the world, but people still show up for it.
Worst thing in the world, but people still show up for it.
Or without, a dick in it. Either of those answers.
That's yours. Okay.
Which one?
The first one. The first one I gave.
Okay.
Worst thing in the world, but people still up. Show up for it.
Good thing you're not the judge.
That's fine. That's fair.
And if he puts a rip off of my punchline, kick him out.
I'm not. That was terrible. I'm gonna go.
Warren
with,
liked it.
You
tufted titmouse.
I'm gonna go with. Fuck. This is hard.
It wasn't that hard.
Well, yeah. Hey. Well, yeah. Yours was terrible. I'm trying to be creative here.
No.
I'm going to go with ice cold and not a shot of potential.
That's the best you came up with.
Like potential, like, you
you're
know,
sticking
like,
with that?
Like not a shot of like, you know, caffeine, like getting.
Then you should have just said caffeine.
No, I was like ice cold and not a shot of like, you know, anything good.
The okay. answer I would have been hoping for is something along the lines of like, when it's over, I just want to shit myself.
Oh, got it.
But I got to give it to Jordan. Great job.
Are you yes! fucking serious?
I won.
He knows that's a fraudulent win. That is a hollow victory.
Thank you, Warren. I appreciate that
You're so welcome. You deserved it.
This is why I've been gone for 3 weeks.
I know.
I hate it. I hate this thing.
I'm so good at this game.
I hate you.
We should play this game next week.
No, dude.
And that was the game.
That's the worst game I've ever played in my life.
BJ Changers.
BJ Changers.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
We will be. I will edit it.
Can I have my phone back, please?
Yeah. I guess.
Are we getting social?
Yeah, we're getting social.
Oh, Lord.
Great job, guys.
I hate you, Oren.
All right, it's time to answer questions from Twitter.
You're the worst person I know.
Or as they call it, X. I don't know. I don't know who calls the X still.
Never, ever gonna
Every article down. I see referencing X now, it says X, parentheses, formerly known as Twitter.
I mean, Elon's doing things cool. Like, you know, he's doing Tesla, he's doing SpaceX. You know, the dude's intelligent, right? But when it came down to X... Like, why'd you change? Just keep the name Twitter. Everybody's still going to call it Twitter.
I'm never not going to.
I still call it Twitter to this day.
I hope it's still around for like 15 years.
And everybody still calls it
Twitter.
And people
still say like formerly known as Twitter.
Oh, that's all I'm going to say.
I will never not say tweet, retweet.
Yeah.
It's Twitter.
It's Twitter.
I still say like. I don't say favorite. I think that was the dumbest thing Twitter ever did.
Yeah.
Was change it from like to favorite.
Yeah. And also like it's not... Like what are retweets called? Reposts?
Yeah, they're reposts now. Yeah.
Like so dumb.
When you actually like tweet something, is it just called a post? Is it called a tweet?
It's a post.
Like
it's a post.
I don't know.
It's
I don't stupid. Like it. I don't like it at all.
It's a tweet.
Like if you want to buy the platform, I'm all right, cool. But like you bought something that was so iconic and then you just like changed everything about it, but everybody's still calling it Twitter.
And can I get a, can I just touch on the fact that, like, if you see a post that's like kind of like getting some good traction and it's like, Steve was the only person ever to walk on the moon with his hands. And it's like, oh, wow, I'm going to look at this, see if there's more info on it.
And then you click on it and it's all fucking and it's bots.
Like, it's like, yeah, it's like kindness matters with a guy holding a baby. Or it's like, look at this sweet little puppy. And it's like, I just wanted to know more about hand walking Steve.
Moon walking with his hand Steve. Dumb.
I hate it.
Yeah. There are some
Elon Musk has screwed this up. I'm glad his spaceships work better than this social media.
Yeah.
Because golly, it's bad.
Bad.
So, John Young at CBJ underscore chef.
Friend of the pot. Friend of the pot, CBJ chef.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Man with Ken.
Yeah. He's a great guy.
Great guy.
And I asked him, I was like, I swear you better tell me you are a chef. He's like, I'm not, but I like to cook.
All right, fair
but
enough.
But the follow-up to that is he a good cook?
He looks like he is.
Okay.
Yeah. His question, you're having an office potluck. What's your go-to dish to bring?
Oh, easy. This Warren, you're not going to like it, Warren.
No?
I'm sorry. You're not going to like it.
No?
It's a Skyline chili dip.
No.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, that is good.
It's so good. Get some nice salty tortilla chips. You layer it with a little sour cream at the bottom. You got the cheese. You got the chili on top. You get the, you know, those Tostinos tortilla chips. And, oh, it's good. It's a good one, Warren.
Yeah.
100% it is.
What about you, Prick?
I think you just got to go with like a good old fashioned, like seasoned mac and cheese, homemade.
Mm.
It's so good.
Crispy on top.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Ooh.
None of the like the crunchy shit people put on top. I don't like that.
That's fine. If it's like burnt.
I want it to, no, like people put like cornflakes and shit on it.
Yeah, something like
that. I don't like that. I want it to have like a layer of cheese on top that's like a crust
bit. I'm good for both, but yeah, I see your side.
But that's really good.
Yeah. I am going to bring my world famous chocolate chip cheese ball.
Never had chocolate cheese, like cheese ball.
Yeah.
But chocolate chip?
Mm-hmm.
Elaborate.
It's pretty much like sugar, butter, cream cheese, and chocolate chips.
Also, you said it's world famous, and I lived with you for a year. I've never had it.
Oh, I never wanted to cook for you.
That's fucked.
Wow. Unbelievable.
I'm kidding.
Unbelievable.
It's been, we haven't lived together for a very long time.
Okay, that's fair. Saying, I also have known you for like 8 years, and you've never once brought this up ever. You say world famous.
I started making it about 3 years ago.
All right, well.
Make it for us.
My mom's. I will.
All right.
I would like to try it.
Yeah.
Next podcast.
Let's from Stu Sickles at BS Beef, friend of the pod. Two-parter today. Since hockey's over, I'd like to turn our attention to more important topics.
I love how he says since hockey's over, yep. But it's still happening.
Number one, which happens first? Warren and Mrs. Warren have a baby, or Jordan gets engaged?
Warren's having a baby.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
I don't know. I could see, and I'm not like trying to like.
You just don't
want to
put
answers.
Your body through that?
Yeah. It's a lot for my tummy. Yeah. I could see Jordan just one day being like, yeah, talking to a girl. And then like a week later be like, yeah, I just got married to a girl.
like skip the whole engagement, just got married.
Do you love her?
I feel like I do keep a lot of things in like the dark about that.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I could pull that off.
I could see it happening. I would
you
say
could.
That happening. Because like there's still 9 months. Like you can only have a child one way, and that's within like 9 months of waiting.
Or you could just go buy one.
And wait, it's
good.
Oh yeah. It just says
all right,
engaged.
P. Diddy, relax.
You can get engaged tomorrow.
Yeah.
Haley can't just wake up tomorrow and be like, oh baby.
She could be like, oh, pregnant.
No.
You want to get engaged and then call it off?
His thing is to have a baby.
Like me and you?
We could. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could like beat the bet, beat the odds.
Chuck and Larry?
Yeah.
Well, for the benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
My pension.
I have a deal with a buddy. Like once we hit 40, if none of us are.
You and your boy?
Me and my buddy Nick. I said, if we're 40, And none of us are, we're both not married.
Domestic partnership?
We're getting married just for the benefits.
That's so funny.
He's like, trail. Yeah.
I think I sent him the pictures of him and the girl that he was with at our wedding, like shortly after he broke up. They broke up.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, sorry.
Well, I mean, he's, you know, that's, never mind.
Oh, part two to the question.
Keep going.
Stu says, Jordan double barrel when I get back to Ohio.
For sure.
Question mark? Yeah.
Question. Absolutely.
No, period. Like, he's, you're going.
Oh, it's not even a question. Got it. No, that's fine. I'm down for that.
It is a question.
I live right
next
door.
No, period.
It's a question.
No, no, no.
All right. You're right.
He didn't put a question mark. He just said period.
No, he did put a question mark.
Oh, he did put a question mark. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm always down for that. It's right down the street from me. That's my watering hole. That's where I go.
Thanks for the invite.
Yes, thanks, Stu. I didn't want to go anyway.
Next one. The questions that matter. Michael Canary. At Michael Canary 02.
How did you make that bird sound? Brayden, did you know what that bird was?
That's a canary.
Good job. You got
good
it.
Good job. About time.
See, I fucking hate
see, you. You would have won
what
the
a tiger sounded
dude,
like.
Dude, you would have won the game if you would have got
he
that
didn't
right.
You know what an anteater sounded like?
He knew what a tiger sounded like because he got a second guess.
No, I said, can I hear it again? And then I got it right. Okay? There's a difference.
So, Michael asks, what's your favorite sandwich?
Of all time?
All time.
Oh, dude, just a classic Italian. But I need the house dressing, not like that bullshit like Italian dressing. I want like the shit that they got at Olive Garden, that thick
oh,
shit.
Oh, like the creamy Italian?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's so good.
If you give me an Italian sub with that creamy shit, wow, that sounded weird. But that's, I will put that in my mouth any day of the week.
You're not making it sound better.
You're right.
Making
I'm
it sound
not.
A lot better.
But it's delicious. But like, I don't want any Capricola though. I just want like
Capicola, no R.
Or whatever. I just want like salami, pepperoni, some ham. Oh, yeah. And that thick, creamy
okay.
dressing.
Okay. Warren, your turn.
I mean, I'm kind of with him when it comes to like an Italian. I'm not a big fan of tomato. But like, if you just give me three different types of meats, two different types of cheeses, some lettuce, and just a little spread of mayonnaise. Ideally, like the chipotle, like spicy mayonnaise.
Okay.
You throw that on there.
Yeah.
And if you're getting crazy, put on some Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Really? Oh, on yeah. a Italian sub?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't done it.
I've done like the mac and cheese with Flamin' Hots mix in there, and that's delicious.
Yeah.
Because I almost brought that up when you brought up your mac and cheese dish. But,
oh, yeah.
And
yeah. Wheat bread. I like wheat bread. Okay. I do like wheat bread.
You're so healthy.
Thank you.
Bread.
No, I like a good old Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
Okay.
Love a good Philly cheesesteak.
Kind of.
That's fair.
I guess that counts as a sandwich.
It does. It is a sandwich. It literally is a sandwich by definition.
Yeah. That is. I mean,
or a little variation on it. You can do a cheesesteak with chicken cheesesteak.
Never as good.
I like it.
Not as good though.
It's fair.
If I had,
but I think like there's days
the
where I'm like in moods for the chicken one.
I get that.
Like, yeah.
Do you have a certain like spot, like your favorite spot for a chili cheesesteak? Columbus
Philly cheesesteak.
It's so sad, but like Jersey Mike's for me.
Jersey Mike's is really good. Potbelly subs.
Potbelly's low key sleeper.
Potbelly subs by Lennox.
Pretty good.
In Lennox Town Center. Oh, yeah. So good.
Well, I go to the one off Polaris when I do want Potbellies.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I always go to the Lennox one. But yeah, Potbelly subs has a good cheesesteak.
All right, fair enough. All right, next question.
What from Spongy at Hey Spongy.
Right.
What's your favorite Easter festivity that you do?
I mean, I don't have one anymore. I feel like when I was a kid, like my mom obviously like hid the Easter baskets, but now don't really have one.
Huh.
Just like having the day off and sometimes I'll go to church. Like it depends on the day. I will say I'm not a creaster. All right, so I'm not a creaster, which is like a
Christian on Easter.
Yeah, that's a Christian that only goes on Christmas and Easter. They call them creasters. I do go to church like a couple times a month. So I'm not a creaster. But I do go to church on Easter for sure. But like, yeah, in terms of like tradition, I don't really have anything anymore. But like growing up, like my mom would always get us Christmas or Easter baskets, and she would hide them and stuff, and we had to find them.
Yeah, we used to do the Easter egg hunt. We still do baskets. Yeah. I think the only thing I can think of is my grandpa always makes like surf and turf every Easter.
I don't even know what that is.
Surf and turf?
I've heard of it.
It's like steak and shrimp.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Or steak and lobster.
Steak, any kind of steak and seafood, really.
Mm-hmm. Got it. I've always heard of it, but
it's
never
so good.
It. Yeah.
And
it's a great combo.
My tummy don't agree with me the next day, but it's so good.
Oh, that's fair.
Get that, some asparagus, make your pee smell so good.
Come on.
Moin.
I get more out of like hiding like eggs for kids to find.
Oh, for
like
your Haley's kids?
Nephews. We'll do that for them, and it just brings me pure joy because it's just
fun.
So damn cute.
I just don't have any like young kids in my family right now.
I get it.
I'm taking Boone to a Easter egg hunt tomorrow, actually.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah,
go find all the eggs, Boone.
Yeah, it's at the dog park over in Rocky Fork, New Albany. They do an Easter egg hunt for dogs.
You'll find all the eggs, Boone?
And I'm taking him tomorrow. He doesn't know yet. Once I drop him off there, he's going to be so happy. Not Thank Boone you. Jenner, to be fair.
He's taking Boone Jenner to the dog Easter egg hunt.
I really don't want
to
go, man. Come on, buddy.
Come on, bud. Come on, Boone Jenner. We're going to Easter egg hunt.
You have to call him by his full name.
Come on, Boone Jenner. Take your teeth out.
Yeah, right. You gotta put the eggs in your mouth, okay? You gotta take your teeth out.
That's so fucked.
my dog. But yeah. Beyond that, yeah, I have really no tradition. Like as I've gotten older and all that bullshit. But
I get it. Your old grandpa.
I know. Right. I am.
This one will do quick. Matthew Cunningham at polarbear_236. Who on the current roster do you see getting traded in the offseason, and who from the prospect pool will be on the roster next season?
It's a good one. I like that question. In terms of being traded, well, here's the thing. Like, first, we need a general manager. Like, need a general manager. And I know, like, JD has come out and said, like, they are searching high and low, and they're going completely, like, they're not searching in-house. Like, there's nobody here. Like, also, by the way, when the Blue Jackets announced Rick Nash to be the GM of Team Canada, did y'all not freak out for a second?
Because,
for a split second.
Because the graphic itself was like, congratulations, Rick Nash, general manager. I'm like, what the? Then you read like the actual like text of it for Team Canada, which I'm fine with because I don't think Rick Nash is equipped for that at this moment in his career. Like, it maybe for like down the line, sure. But, like, the way the Jackets went about that post, I was like, y'all knew what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you got the reaction you wanted to get.
Yeah.
I will say, like, yeah, so the Jackets, they're completely searching, like, out of house. And but to answer the question, I think it comes down to, like, all right, whichever GM we choose to get. But there has to be a lot of moves going on in this offseason because – what we have right now is not working. Yes, we have some good talent. We have some great young talent. We have some good veterans here. But there's just something amiss, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of a player like being traded in the offseason, is that kind of the question? Like,
yeah, that's one of them.
Dude, I don't know. That's a toughie. But like, I think anybody's kind of fair game. Like, if it benefits us in the long run, like, we saw what happened. Like, you know, you would hate to trade away a guy like a Johnny Gaudreau.
Mm-hmm.
But we also saw when Rick Nash got traded, we saw the benefits of that, like, right away.
Yeah.
Because we got three NHL caliber guys that benefited our team, and, like, they kind of ushered in, like, a new era, a new culture.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you would hate to see a guy like Gaudreau go, but I think at this point, I think anybody's on the board. I would even put a Zach Werenski out there. I'd be like, you know, granted that contract's insane, but I'm to the point now where it's like, well, something's not working. And if we can, you know, benefit in the long run by, you know, trading away some of these kind of like high caliber guys, and getting a return on our investment that will benefit us. Like, because when Rick Nash went, we got who did we get? We got Dubinsky, Anisimov, and we got like a Tim Erickson, like a defenseman, but like he wasn't super impactful. But we got guys that like kind of ushered it in a brand new culture, and I think that's kind of what we're lacking right now. So, long story short, I'm kind of like, I think anybody's fair game. I really do. I'm okay with that. I really am. Especially a guy like Laine. I know obviously he's in the player assistance program and right now, and you know, we'll see what happens with that, but I'm just to the point now where it's like, I think anybody's
whatever helps.
There's nothing untouchable right now to me. Really, there isn't. Like this season and what we're going through, anybody is anybody can go, and I would be fine with it because we need something to change.
Mm-hmm. I say Provorov.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are on that train.
I would say any of our defensemen.
Yeah, and then Juracek will be playing with us next season.
Yeah, yeah, Provorov. Actually, I'll go different than Warren. I think Peak will be gone.
Here he is. Did he get traded?
No, he did. Sorry, Bean. I meant Bean. Sorry.
I knew in my head. I'm like, I meant Bean. Let's say like you're a couple weeks too late on that.
I think Bean will.
You're
be
You're right.
Hey, what can I say? My mind just works in crazy ways.
All right, you meant Bean. I get it. You're
I meant Bean, and then I think
it's just that one syllable name, you know?
Yeah.
It's
like, and then I think Malatesta will actually be up full time with us next year. I think this is a little stint because of injuries, but I think Malatesta will be up full time.
I will say I don't think that Pascal Vincent will be our head coach next year.
No.
I think once the new GM comes in and sees all of his press conferences, he's gonna be like,
"We're close.
Fuck did you all hire this guy? Get him out of here.
We're close."
I don't know who the next head coach will be. I'm not paid enough to make that decision, but I think once the new GM comes in, it's going to be like, nah, Pascal, you're not the guy. Sorry. You can be an assistant, sure. Don't run the power play. Nope. He's going to be gone.
Ugh.
Anyways.
Oh, well.
Next question.
You got one?
Got another one?
Yeah. From Voodoo Ride 03 at analysis_CP.
So much.
Huh?
Too much.
Yeah. If the Reds have a good year, are y'all going to convert this podcast to a Reds podcast?
Better believe it.
Yes, we are. At least me and Warren.
Yeah, I won't be on it. You guys can take the mics and the soundboard.
That's right. We don't want you here anyway.
That's great. I'm a Cleveland Indians fan.
Guardians.
Guardians. My bad.
Yep. So you're not.
Let's go Reds. We're going 162-0 this year.
162-0. We're already 1-0, baby.
That's going to happen.
We're 1-0 right now. You can't say that. We're on pace for 162 wins.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing. You guys have potential for a good team. Like, you guys definitely have the potential for a good team this year. Absolutely.
We're on pace for 162 wins.
You can definitely contend for a divisional title there or whatever. But
yeah, division. You're right.
Yeah.
We're not losing, you Muppet.
All right, that's fine.
We are on pace right now for 162 wins.
I'm an Ohio guy. I am an Ohio guy.
We're so back.
I'm more of a Cleveland guy than I am a Cincinnati guy. But I'm just saying, if the Reds pop off, then, you know, if they go all the way and make the playoffs, sure, I'll root for them.
Cleveland. Can't do that. You can't do that.
What a joke.
I don't hate Cincinnati. I don't hate the Reds.
Well, I hate the Guardians.
All right, that's fine. You can hate the Guardians.
Except Jose Ramirez. Team. I love Jose Ramirez.
Jose's a beast.
I got nothing else.
Let's do one more. Let's wrap it up here. One more question if we got it. If not, we'll wrap it up.
Some good questions here. Appreciate everybody doing this. Next one comes from TJ _Hayes. Didn't have to underscore that in the name. At CincyJacket28. With the season coming down its end.
There you go. Got it.
Well, it still doesn't make sense, right?
Well, is
with the season coming down its end, the Jackets are going to need an identity starting this offseason.
We don't have one at all.
What do you guys
now
think their identity will be? Also, will Pascal be there here next year? I think they're going to be gritty. They're going to be a little bit grittier of a team next year, and Pascal will not be here next year. If the GM that comes in has any sense, he will not be here.
No, I agree. I think Pascal's done for sure. Which is like unfortunate for him because like he kind of came into a really shitty situation.
Yeah, and he did try to leave us.
Yeah, and like you hate to see, like, you know, the dude got hired, in a whole situation that was, you know, just overall just not well, and also he got a team that was just not put together very well either. So the dude definitely, like, I feel bad in kind of a little way for Pascal, but at the same time, like, when I see his post game pressers and the way that we do lose games and the way that he responds, I'm just not sold as him as being our head coach. So I don't think he comes back next year. But when it comes, what was the first part of that question? I forget.
The first part of the question was, what will our identity be?
Oh, I mean, I hope we go back to like that full on blue collar style that the Blue Jackets are known for. Like, I feel like we just, right now we're lacking a big identity. We don't have one on the ice right now. Like, I want to go back to that, you know, as much as people maybe not like it, but like that kind of that Tortorella mentality of just like no nonsense, like bring some swagger out there on the ice and just play some hockey. But I feel like right now we don't have any identity. We're just lacking in every way possible. So when it comes down to it, I just kind of want that more of that blue collar mentality where we go out on the ice and do our thing, you know, do our thing.
Yeah, I think we'll be young and gritty and tough.
Yeah, that's kind of what I want.
And Pascal, I would not be shocked if literally the day after the season, the day after our 82nd game,
yeah,
if Pascal Vincent's out of a job.
Yeah. Listen, he could be an assistant coach, sure. Yeah.
I don't want him anywhere near us anymore.
I'm not saying in the Blue Jackets organization. I'm saying, sure, like, you know, he was an assistant coach in Winnipeg. He was an assistant coach here in Columbus for a handful of years before becoming the head coach. And I just don't think he's equipped to do that, at least at this moment.
Yeah, not at this point in his coaching career.
But yeah, no, yeah, kind of what you said, Braden. Like, I'm here for that, like, gritty style, that blue collar style of play. Kind of bring me back to like the Torts time where, you know, these guys had an identity and like teams, like, they didn't come into Nationwide and be like, oh, this is going to be easy dub. Like, they knew they were going to, like, they knew the Jackets would put up a fight and they would, you know, they would do their thing. So,
yeah.
I guess my thing is just give me that gritty blue collar style of play.
A gritty blue jacket.
That's where I'm at. But,
All right,
we're done here, little boomers. Episode 279 in the books. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. And we will see you next week.
Spay and neuter your bucket hat, Kyle.
Source.